Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is, believe it or not, June the 5th, 2015, as we have started the first week of the new month of June. We're in the sixth month of the year as we continue our growth series at GTE Professional Network Radio, where we're assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to help them to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And it's all about community growth, ladies and gentlemen. Always, we are always here to assist and share tools and tips, and it's going to help you guys to build your networks successfully. And we're going to have a great topic on today's show. Now, first, before we do that, we want to make some announcements, and we have some great announcements that we're going to be talking about, sharing with you guys that's tuning in to the show each and every week. We want to thank all of our radio listeners for tuning in to GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm really excited for all that we've done this year, 2015, as we continue in the Momentum series of growing and assisting and collecting enough people to build their networks together. Guys, it's all about global growth and community growth that we're going to be reaching out and assisting everybody here, although we're residing here in Houston, Texas, but yet we are everywhere globally, as internet radio, TV has now taken a quantum leap and basically streaming everything online. This is where it's at. This is what we ought to be attracted to. And building your network and your business, you will need to have these things in place in order for you to grow a successful enterprise today. So the announcements we got NPC concierge nurse practitioners under Ms. Chi-Chi Chioma here in Houston. We're finishing up their website, which will be activated today. We want to congratulate them on letting GTE or Global Touch Enterprise to design and build their website, which is a cool concept that they have in reference to building and growing in the community. With the concierge service, they'll be able to go to the patient's home and basically travel throughout the city of Houston to assist them in their medical needs and care, and as well as transporting and medical equipment and sending in their information right away. So this is a great concept. I think these are the kind of things, guys, we need to stay focused on in our creative approach in building a successful business and multi-million dollar enterprise today. So that's one of the things we were talking about, as well as you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. So you guys can see all of the updates and sites that we're designing, guys. And I said this before, I'll say again, if your site is not interactive, you're going to be missing out on great opportunities for growth. And as well as your AdWords and keywords, your content has to be consistent and persistent in reference to what your message is about, what products and services that you're providing, and then educating everyone in reference to that. That's the key goal for today, is education. So you want to make sure you have everybody on board with what it is you're doing, so that way everybody can tune in and search you out and see exactly what it is you do. Now, also, we're going to be talking about our topic today. It's going to be really cool. We're going to talk about 8 keys to being a top producer in any field. guys, I have been searching this and researching this over and over again, and talking with all of the entrepreneurs, millionaires, as well, successful people who have consistently used the same principles in every arena. These are universal principles, ladies and gentlemen, that you can apply to your business, to your personal life as well, and as well as making sure that you stay on track and that you don't get distracted from your goal. And guys, you want to stay focused, again, following one course until successful, stay focused on your dreams, your goals, and what it is you want to do in the marketplace today. So those are the things that we want to be talking about, the 8 keys to being a top producer in any field. In reference to that, this is going to give us a great opportunity and a way to really hone in. So I hope you guys are taking copious notes, get a pen and pad together. I'm getting ready to go over these 8 keys that we're going to be utilizing today. And guys, I want you to stay focused on your growth in your business, where you want to be, and what are you doing right now to get more massive exposure in your business, in your network. As we begin to continue marketing for a lot of the small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, we want to make sure that everybody get a chance to tap into the opportunity for growth, looking at all ends and what it is you're doing currently right now to get more exposure. The key, guys, is exposing your business on a regular consistent basis and daily basis for you to continue to do what you're doing. But the first key to being a top producer in any field, of course, is number one is always belief. First and foremost, you need to believe in yourself, in your company, product, or service. Your focus should be on the value of your effort rather than on the reason to give up when you encounter obstacles. And you're going to have obstacles, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me when I say this, you're going to have obstacles. But you have to overcome each one. You have to continue to grow. And you have to continue to study to show yourself approved and learn as you earn. That is the key concept today, to learn as you earn. So, number two, commitment. Practice do make perfect. Perfect, as Malcolm Gladwell wrote in his top-selling nonfiction book, The Outlawers, you want to make sure that you have what it takes to stay committed to the dream, the goal, and reaching your dream and goal. And one of the secrets of success lies is the amount of time you dedicate to reaching your goal. He proposes the theory that you need 10,000 hours of practice to really master a skill. I say that again. He proposed the theory that you need 10,000 hours of practice to really master a skill. This means you will require at least 5 years of highly focused effort before you can become really proficient. In today's world, we are wanting things now, and many people give up too easily. Being committed to your goals will give you the great advantage, and that's why I recommend that book, 3 Feet from Gold, and reference to the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and reference to the book that I always have really been glad to have read and continue reading on a regular basis now, 3 Feet from Gold by Napoleon Hill. Commitment, guys, is always going to be the key factor to your success and your growth as one of being the top producers in any field. Number three, goal setting and visualization. Each day you need to focus on the daily and weekly results you want to manifest. Set short-term and long-term goals for your life. Keep building daily until you reach your goals. Share your vision with key people who can help you build it. Build a team of creative people who can share your vision with others. The key fact, and I want you to underline this, ladies and gentlemen, is build a team of creative people. Notice that the creativity is where it lies. As I always say, and as I was listening to some of my friends talk about it, and one of the things that I love is about what Albert Einstein said when he was in this country and living in New York many years ago. He said, imagination is better than knowledge. Well, if you look at that, creativity is better than knowledge, because the more creative you are, the strategically, the more you grow, the bigger you are, the stronger you become. So you want to make sure you have your goal setting set up and visualize what it is you want to obtain and reach on a regular basis. But you have to make sure you set your short-term and long-term goals for your life. Keep building daily. until you reach your goals. Every single day, like clockwork. If you look at the trial and errors of what people have done, you look at Edison and with the light bulb and all that, how many times he tried to perfect that thing until he got it right, boom. But he stayed consistent and persistent until he met his goal. Number four, role modeling. Study someone who is doing something better than you in the fastest way possible to improve, and make sure that you do this quickly. Let your egos go and shadow someone who is extremely good at the very thing you want to do well. Guys, this is also one of the key factors. I want you to underline role modeling. This is something you need to study and continue to study the person who you want to become by emulating the person who you see that is doing exactly what it is you want to do. Number five, be prepared physically. In addition to goal setting and visualization, my biggest increase in personal commissions that I've done in sales and marketing happened in the year that I started exercising every day before work. I doubled my income in the year alone, and since then, I continue to exercise every single workday in the morning, even if it's only 15 to 20 minutes. I burn off stress, I increase my energy, and I set a positive tone for that day. And guys, this is one of the things you want to be in order to be successful. Look at the successful people. Not many of them are out of shape. They're basically, it's all about the mental, physical, and spiritual capacity. Those three into one, now they're all in sync. And guess what? You're going to be successful in your endeavors. Number six, continual learning. Never stop learning. The year I started learning to, and then actually, you know what? I want to share this though. First book I've read, and the main books that I read now continually, has been on not only the Bible or the scriptures, but also motivational, positive books, non-fictional books, of course. So you want to look at a lot of different things that can help you grow. And basically, this is what you want to do. And if you look at the continual learning side, you notice the older you get, the more things change, but the most things stay the same. Listening to Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, I got many, many others, Napoleon Hill, Jim Rohn, and other motivational speakers will help to put you in a right frame of mind to learn profound new knowledge and apply it in your life. And find opportunities to grow. And let your learning inspire others so that way you can pass along what you've learned to others to inspire them to grow as you grow. The more you have people growing around you, as John Maxwell put it so well, developing the leaders within you and developing the leaders around you, the more leaders you develop around you, the stronger you get, the bigger your network. It makes it much more simplistic to continue on the mission that you had set at hand. Number seven, lose your ego. Jim Collins, author of Good to Great, thought that a key quality of a good to great company is a CEO who is focused and determined to do what is best for the company, not for himself. I can tell you that the humility is the number one quality required to be really good. You need to be selling your product for your clients, for managing your team for the benefit of the company and for the development of the team, not just for yourself. Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra both stress the idea that ego will hinder your growth, and it becomes the main reason for a person or a company's downfall. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot have a big ego when you're building a successful million-dollar business. And you can't get too big-headed or high-minded in reference to your growth. As you are learning, as you are seeing progress, you want to continue to stay humble and make sure that you give recognition to whom recognition is due. It's okay to be prideful or to say, all of the work that you have put forth and put into this thing has really manifested some things that really you're proud of, and it makes your family proud and everybody around you proud. But you don't have to have an ego with it. The key goal is to continue to remember exactly where you come from and always never forget that it's all about others more than it is yourself. Last but not least, number 8, responsibility. Ultimately, we reach responsible for our own success. We're each responsible for our own success. Author Brian Tracy basically believes that taking responsibility for all areas of success in our lives is even more important than goal setting. This makes sense because if we don't believe in or take responsibility for reaching our goals, then what's the point of even having them? It's extremely important to review and reflect upon results on the ongoing regular basis so you can honestly identify where you did well and what you didn't do well, and more importantly, what you need to do to improve. Then you can isolate the place where you need to be to improve and take action to make a change. One of my favorite quotes in Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I call it getting caught on the hamster wheel of life. And basically, you're still rolling around and not getting anywhere. Engaging in continual learning and role modeling are two great ways to get off that hamster's wheel. But taking responsibility for your results is the quickest way to raise the level of production. As I said before, and I say again, ladies and gentlemen, success is not easy, but neither is being unsuccessful. The keys I've outlined here are the ones I found to be most effective. I recommend that key number 2, commitment, be the top priority in your plan, and that you stick with these recommendations for 5 years. Stay consistent. But the ones who be the one that's different, stay committed, and many successes will be yours. And this is the key factor, ladies and gentlemen, for the 8 keys to being a top producer in your field. These are the 8 things that I've highlighted here that will definitely keep you and keep you on the right track and keep you moving to in the direction that you want to go. But you have to believe in yourself, and you have to make sure that you're doing everything you can to towards your growth, towards your success, and that you stay humble enough, recognize where you are, and be thankful. Always be thankful. I should have said that for number 9. Be thankful. Always be thankful, because you never know when people see the appreciation and you give them the acknowledgement of what they've done, your history and their efforts. Guess what? They will want to do more for you, more to help you more, and you'll see more results in the long run. So for 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's going to take. 5 long years. So, but these are good years. These are great years. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in each and every week to DPE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Dan Peterson. So we can continue the growth mode and continue on in the month of June as we continue the growth series for this summer. What is your goal for the summer month? What are your goals for the fall and winter? What are you going to be doing for the remaining part of this year? You got 6 months left, ladies and gentlemen. Where do you want to be by the end of this year? And what is your goal? How are you reaching the masses today? And how much exposure are you giving yourselves in reference to your business, your product and service that you're providing? And what is your website looking like? Is it interactive? Can people schedule appointments with you? Can people leave comments or feedback with you? If the answer is no, then you need to get that done like ASAP. If you got that together, then great, continue on and continue to grow. Guys, it's all about growth. And that is, to me, the most important commodity on the planet is growth. So the more you stay strong and focus on that, the better you are, the more stronger you are. And guess what? You'll start reaching your goals much more effectively. So, with that being said, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to DPE Professional Network Radio. We're calling out of Houston, Texas, in a Starbucks setting, coffee shop. And, guys, go to our website. If you want to learn more and want to hear this again in its entirety, go back. We're going to archive it on our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. I'm real excited for each and every one of you guys for doing the things that you do day by day as an entrepreneur, not working for anybody. If you are working for someone as well as building your business, then that's okay. It's just temporary. Remember that. It's just temporary. Until you get the funding that you need to grow your business successfully, take on a little job somewhere to get earning income where you have more to feed into your dream, your goals, but it's only temporary. But however long it may take, whether it be 6 months, a year, 2 years, but the goal is to get to the level that you want to get to without having to worry about any other drama. And guys, owe no man nothing but love. Continue to build yourself and build your dream and keep your focus in order. Everything needs to stay intact, and so that way you can continue to walk the way you need to walk. And if you need some assistance in reference to your website or your web design, you can give us a holler. You can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. We can do website reviews for you. We can share this information. And if you want to advertise on our show, you can always give us a call. Our number is 281-597-114. Again, that's 281-594-7114. So with that being said, it's been a fun, pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some great guests on our show for the month of June as we continue on with the movie Joy Comes in the Morning by SESM under Cedric Stokes, in reference to the vision, and with Rebecca M. Shepherd, the author of the book, out of Akron, Ohio. We're going to have her back on the show as well. And we're just going to continue on with Dr. Williams and everybody else across this country as we continue to share and give you guys tools and insights to help you guys grow on an effective basis. And this is what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen. Just on a consistent basis, we're talking nothing about growth. Other than that, there is nothing else to talk about because growth is, to me, the most important commodity on the planet. So with that being said, we are as limited as limitless and as wide as this universe. Start expanding your thinking. Continue learning, ladies and gentlemen. Continue your learning and watch how beautiful things will get in your life and to continue. So with that, I want to thank you all again for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm signing off. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Keep the faith, and as always, ladies and gentlemen, keep building the dream. ¶¶